hear used often in spiritual or religious circles, and that word is surrender. And it's a word that's often misunderstood. Because we think that we must surrender when our back is against the wall. We think that surrender isn't giving up. We feel many times that surrender means that we lost something. But as I love to define surrender, surrender is simply extraordinary trust. And when we understand who and what this thing is that we choose to call God, call source, universe, whatever feels good to you, when you understand who and what that is and your relationship to it and your ever connection to it, that is then and how you can trust it. That is then and how you can surrender to it. In the same way that you surrender to the pilot when you sit down on your seat on the plane, knowing that you don't have to worry about the instruments, knowing you don't have to worry about, you don't vet the pilot's training or certifications. You surrender, yes, yes. You place extraordinary trust in the hands of those pilots, yes, yes. And so this is how we must learn to operate with this thing that we cannot see, taste, touch, or smell, and yet it is. And so as I was contemplating this idea of surrender a few years back, this song came to me.
Trust you. some favorite songs of mine. I stumbled upon that group when I was searching one day for some music to play. And I said, man, I'm going to envision us having a choir like that that can sing mantras like that, because boy, they really touch your soul when you get into the music and get into the words. And you know, trust, that's a big word, isn't it? It's a big word. And so is surrender, which is what we're going to talk about today. You know, we're on this Jerusalem journey, and today is the last part of it. And I think it's fitting that the last part should be about surrendering. You know, Jesus, when he went through that cross experience, he surrendered and rested and trusted. And that's what we're all looking for. We're all looking to experience the resurrection. That's the crossing over from a life of always worrying and fear and all that to a life of knowing deep within, no matter what's going on, that you can trust that Spirit is going to lead the way. Now, that doesn't mean that you do nothing. You know, I know growing up, we used to say, we sing a song, I wait on the Lord, you know, just, and nothing ever followed that. What do you do next? I mean, I can't just sit here and wait. But as a child, I didn't realize that there was more for us to do, because we're fed. We're given the inspiration. We're given the tools to move out into this universe and move through experiences, good or not so good. As I always told you, experiences what? They come to pass, don't they? They don't come to stay unless you build that barrier, that blockade, and keep them there. You know people that stay in that state of woe is me? I know a couple. But instead of avoiding them, I say, okay, I'm up for the challenge. I'm going to step into this as the light. And before they leave my presence, they're going to feel that light and have that light in them sparked and blaze up and move throughout the community. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to let our light shine and to let that be infectious. If we want to pass something around, let's pass around the light of God, the light of Spirit. That's what we want to pass around. Okay, let me get back to my lesson, because that totally wasn't what I was going to say. We're on this Jerusalem journey. And I don't know about you, but I actually feel I've stepped over the border. But some of us may feel like we're at that border. We just need another little nudge to make it over into that habitation of peace that is found within, not without. You know, we got all this stuff swirling around in the world, but you can sit in the center of peace within and let it pass you by. You'll know what to do, what to say, and what to think to not get caught up in that tornado. Yeah. So we're on this journey, and I want to take you on a little side trip with me this morning. I'm going to share something with you. It's called the Grace Prayer. You might have heard of it. And I love this because sometimes when you take this into meditation or take this into your prayer work, oh my, it has a profound effect. So I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to break it down a little bit, my conception of it. So take a deep breath and just let these words fill you. And it begins with, "For thee I thirst. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Thy will is my will. Thy will be done through me. Heal me at depth." D-E-P-T-H, that some people think it's the other word. Heal me at depth. Reveal that which needs to be revealed. Heal that which needs to be healed, so I can glorify you, God, and live in the fullness of grace. It is finished. A couple things stand out in this poem for me. First of all, who in this room has not yearned to know truth, to be truth, to live truth, to have truth just filtrate your very being, your world, your life, to be consumed by it to the point that no matter what happens, you know God's got you. We thirst for that, don't we? We hunger for that. That deeper relationship with Spirit. Otherwise, why would you come here week after week? Mm-hmm. Yeah. For thee I thirst. And then, into thy hands I commit my spirit. That's trust to the ultimate. Mm-hmm. Have you had an experience where you just said, okay, use me. Show me what to do in this particular situation. Of myself, I can do nothing. So I surrender, I let go. Are you ready to let go? I know I am. I'm ready to surrender. You know, when growing up, I used to think, okay, to be religious, I can't dance, I can't wear makeup, I can't wear jewelry, I can't do this, I can't do that. Anybody else grow up like that? Their religion? No. Okay, just me. I'll own it. We were always told what we couldn't do because God was watching. But if you believe there's one presence, one power in the universe, and that presence and that power, and I'm going to use the term that is going to be used when we study the book today, that one presence and that one power is goodness, then you're ready to commit your spirit. Because you know everything is going to be working together for your good, but we have to be listeners, don't we? We have to listen to Spirit. We have to learn to know the voice. You know, there, back in the biblical days, the sheep herders, they would all gather together in one place, put all their sheep together in one place. But when it was time to go, and the sheep herder called his sheep, they knew his voice, and only his would follow him. Isn't that amazing? That's the same with us. When we know that voice, we can totally surrender and rest and trust that we're going to be led, that we're going to be shown the way. Whether we follow it or not, that's up to you. If you don't commit your spirit, you may not want to follow that voice. Okay. Something just went through my head back when I was young. When I didn't know that there was something in me that was great. Do you know that? There's something in you that is greater than anything you can encounter. But we have to come to that point of trust. Even when it doesn't feel good in that moment, let go and let God, let Spirit lead and guide you. Let that divine energy move you through that experience. And that comes to this next step. Heal me at depth. That means deep. Heal me deep within. Reveal that which needs to be revealed. Sometimes we don't want to see it, do we? Because we want it our way. Anybody ever experienced that? And you went your way. And like Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? Reveal what needs to be revealed. Some mornings I say that and I say, even though I don't really want to see it, but let me know, Spirit, what it is that I'm supposed to do to move through what is happening in my life right now. Lead and guide me when someone is doing something and I want to take them and say no. Because they get the same thing, you get the same thing I get. Mm-hmm. When you sit and experience divine energy moving in and throughout you. Heal me at death. Reveal that which needs to be revealed. There must be a willingness to be transformed at a deeper level. At a deeper level than what the appearances are showing. Whatever is lurking in the darkness, I want it to come forth and reveal itself so that I can bring that up and let it go. We're working through our booklet, Let Go and Let God. That's what that's all about, bringing up and letting go, releasing. Of course, that's going to stir up a lot of stuff you may be holding on to. What often holds us back is the mountain of stuff we hold on to that no longer supports our evolving soul. Think about your lives. Think about the things that you hold on to. Oh, surely no one in here has a grudge. No. We don't do things like that, do we? Surely no one in here is watching television saying things about our politicians. We don't do stuff like that, do we? In order to continue to grow strong, all that needs to come to the surface needs to be brought up to be healed. Our world is going through a lot right now, and I think of it as, you know, in the chaos, things come up that need to be, have the light shone on them. You know, I thought we were all loving one another. But that's being brought up to show me that there's still work to be done in that area. That what I do to the least of you, I'm doing to whom? Myself. Because I am a reflection. We're a reflection of spirit, and we all live and move and have our being in the same energy force. We're one. We are one. So surrender is a power tool in our tool belt. It can transform your life when you trust it. In a world that focuses on control and self-reliance, surrender invites us to loosen our grip, to let go of specific outcomes. I had to sit with that when I first started preparing this lesson, and that came up in mind. I have to let go of specific outcomes and trust Spirit is leading and guiding us in the right direction. There is freedom and peace when we surrender. That is, when we say, "Thy will, Thy will be done. Thy will be done through me," because you are an expression of Spirit on this earth plane. God wants to express through us. Did you know that?
Yes.
We're the hands and the feet on this earth plane of all that divine energy. Thy will be done through me. I want to be that expression. How about you? Mm-hmm. I want to be that light. How about you? Mm-hmm. I want to be that quiet in the storm. How about you? I want to show up for people. How about you? In a good way. You see, God wants to express through you. And you express God's will when you come into the awareness that we are one with one another. When you come into the awareness of, I'm going to let loose all this love that is within me to spread out into the community. I have a book at home, and on my bookshelf, books beckon me. Does anybody else have a bookshelf and their books call to them? I was sitting there working on this, and I said, I could use a little something else. And this book called me and said, hey. The book is called The Magic of Surrender, and it's by, I'm probably pronouncing his first name wrong, but Coot Blackson. And the quote that I like in it is, he says, too often we limit our lives by putting conditions on them. We think things should go a certain way. We hold on to what isn't working, because we fear the unknown. There is another way we can trust that the universe has our back and discover more purpose and meaning in our lives. And that is to trust the power of surrendering, not being passive, not giving up, but being strong and courageous in spirit. Wow, that's a powerful thought. And another quote from the book is, surrender isn't meant to break us down, it's meant to break us open. And when that happens, we reveal what is true, what's real. Wow. In the words of Jesus Christ, Matthew 11, 26 and 30, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Those are words from our prototype, from our way shower. And what that is saying, just surrender, and we will find rest and peace. And in surrendering, it doesn't mean do nothing, but move through, doing the work and the will of spirit. So surrender, this is Charles Fillmore, surrender involves releasing our attachment to specific outcomes. Who does that? Surrender involves releasing our attachment to specific outcomes and trusting that the universe is working everything for our good. It does not mean you have to do nothing. It's quite the opposite. You ever hear put wings on your prayers? That means move out, do. It means stepping out in the wisdom of God. We open ourselves to receiving intuitive insights and inspiration. So, in closing, I want to give you some homework. You didn't think you would get away without it, did you? When we surrender, it allows us to find peace in the midst of uncertainty. And to embrace each moment, practicing gives us a sense of strength and liberation. Because you begin to say, wow, that works. So your homework. First thing I want you to do is practice incorporating moments of surrender into your daily routine by consciously letting go of control, and that's going to be a hard one for some of you, by consciously letting go of control and trusting in divine plan. Just take a deep breath while you're going through experiences. And not try to make a specific outcome come, but ask spirit, okay, shine light on this right here, right now. And the second thing, cultivate a deeper connection with spirit through prayer and meditation. Letting go of worries and fears and desires, knowing you can rest and trust that spirit is working for your good. And last but not least, listen to your inner guidance. You ever hear you should do this, but you went ahead and did that? And then you had to circle back and do this? Yeah, that happens. Pay attention to those intuitive nudges that arise within you. And trust the wisdom of your higher self and divine presence. presence. So surrender means just letting go and listening and resting and trusting and believing and knowing the truth. And that's what we're here for, to be expressions of spirit on this earth plane. So let us pray, but let us begin with the Lord's Prayer. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
And so we take a deep breath in this moment, right here, right now. As we enter into a time of peace, a time of rest. Breathing in, we let go of anything that may be holding us back in this moment, right here, right now. And I want you to think these words to yourself. I surrender my will to the divine wisdom within me. I surrender my will to the divine wisdom within me. And in this moment, I trust in the unfolding of the universe's plan, and find peace in surrendering to the flow of life. Through surrender, I discover freedom and fulfillment, deeper levels of faith, trust, and inner peace. And as I move down this inner journey, from the head down into the heart region, I breathe in and I breathe out the breath of spirit. And with each breath, I draw within me the love, the wisdom, the strength, the joy, and the peace that passeth all understanding. Breathing in and breathing out, settling deeper within. I know in this moment, right here, right now, what I am. I am a spiritual being. I am connected. I am one with the One. I am powerful in spirit. And knowing in this moment, right here, right now, I am being fed the words of life. The truth of my being. I take a moment to listen. Right here, right now, in the quiet. Dear God, we are so grateful that we know you, and that we know that we live and move and have our being in the essence of all that you are. Our souls are at peace in this moment, right here, right now. And we cross the border and we feel unconditional love. We feel that peace that passeth all understanding. And we know that when we emerge from this moment right here, right now, we are new creatures in Christ. Blessed, fearless, and ready to do your work and your will. So for this and all things, dear God, we just offer our gratitude. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold in our lives right here in this moment today. We rest and we trust. Amen. We have affirmations in your insert, and I'll repeat it first and then I'll have you repeat it with me. I release all to God. My spirit is peaceful and free. Together,
I release all to God. My spirit is peaceful and free.
Feel those words. Feel them vibrating within you. Feel the power that surrounds you as you say that. And I want you to turn to someone and affirm these words for them together.
You release all to God. Your spirit is peaceful and free.
And we know that for them. We know that on a very deep level. And as a sense of community, let's affirm this together.
We release all to God. Our spirits are peaceful and free.
That's true for me, true for you?
Yes.
All right, be blessed.